The Public Finance Advisory Committee meeting of Thursday, December 10th, 2015 to order. And a reminder to all of you out there that Ms. Friedenrich is asking for your property taxes. If you have not paid them by today, that'll be 10%. Before, I'd like to call roll, and then I want to take the prerogative of the chair and make a statement. So, shall we? Ms. Friedenrich?
Present.
John Moore.
Tom Hammond.
Carl Groner, present.
Present.
At Michelle Aguirre for Frank Kim.
And that's Mr. Woolery, who has joined us. We are pleased to have you here. I would like to take the prerogative of the chair, as I did last year, to wish everybody a warm and happy holiday. But this year, I would like to ask for, as we are a public deliberative body and part of the community at large, to recognize the events of recent days and have a moment of silence, but not just for those who were killed. I think sometimes we forget those who were injured, and their suffering will continue for quite a while. We watch so many movies, we think a bullet doesn't hurt. And there are a number of people who are still in intensive care, and it may be a long time before they get their lives back together. And certainly this Christmas will be something different. And the emotional damage of what they will have for the rest of their lives is no small injury. So with that, I'd like to have a moment of silence. Happy holidays. I would like to start with the approval of the minutes of October 15th, 2015. Do I have a motion?
I'm also moved.
Second.
Any questions, corrections, additions, deletions to said minutes? Hearing none, I will call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. The next item would be the approval of the Public Financing Advisory Committee 2016 calendar of meetings. Highly controversial issue. Ms. Lester, would you please present?
Thank you, Chair Hughes and members of the committee. Each December, we present the proposed Public Financing Advisory Committee calendar for the next year. This is 2016 calendar. Generally, the meetings are calendared for the second Thursday of each month. There's one exception here on the calendar. If you notice the February meeting, we have calendared two February meetings, February 4th and February 18th, one at the beginning of the month, one at the end. And that is because we plan on bringing a couple of finance items to the committee that we're working on developing the financings for the 800 megahertz upgrade and the central utility facility upgrade, but we're not sure at what point we're going to be ready, beginning or end of the month. We're trying for the beginning of the month, so one of these meetings will be canceled. So, but for flexibility, we've calendared both.
Do I have any questions? Do I hear a motion to approve the meeting schedule?
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
Any further discussion, comments? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Passed. The next item would be the to approve the issuance of the 2016. Are we there already?
Already.
Good grief. Remember when it was 2000?
Y2K.
We thought the world was going to come to an end. Okay. Approve the 2016 taxable pension obligation bonds, 2016 Series A, an amount not to exceed $357 million. Who would be presenting?
Madam Chair Hughes and members of the committee, I'd like to introduce Victoria Ross, Public Finance Manager in our division, and will make the presentation.
Thank you.
Chair Hughes and members of PFAC, I'm here today to present the approval of the issuance of the county's 2016 short-term pension obligation bonds in the amount not to exceed $357 million. I want to go back a little bit in history. Prior to actually coming to the PFAC in October, there was analysis done by the auditor, CEO Budget, and CEO Public Finance to review the feasibility of using the county's available cash due to the fact that the county has right now a large cash balance. And in the review, it was determined that the using the money would cause the general fund to go down to a relatively low amount. And it was determined that it was actually too risky given the fact that it would go too low. So it was determined to come to PFAC, and that's what we did in October to get approval in concept. So here we are today in December coming to you to get the authorization. To also remember, OSER's discount rate is 5.8% if we're prepaid by January 15, 2016. As has already been said, the amount will be not to exceed $357 million, and it includes an estimated net savings of $17 million. And that's because the $17 million reflects the reduction due to interest costs and cost of issuance. Certain departments opted out of the financing due to their own sufficient available cash. It's OC Dana Point Harbor, Waste and Recycling, John Wayne Airport, certain funds within the CEO, OC Community Resources, OC Public Works, amounting to about $23 million. So reducing our financing down to about $334 million. The interest rate on this financing shall not exceed 2%, and it's estimated to actually be 1%, and the bonds are expected to have five fixed rate maturities, similar to last year. The yields ranging from 0.77% on the shortest maturity in August of 2016 to 1.074 on the maturity in June 2017. There was analysis done regarding rating scenarios. It was determined to use Standard & Poor's and Fitch, and we will be doing rating presentations tomorrow to both of them. Subject to the approval of PFAC and the board, we expect to issue bonds before the January 15th, 2016 deadline in order to get the prepayment discount. And then included in your packet were the financing documents. If anyone has any questions, you can ask them. And also we have all our financing professionals here from representatives from J.P. Morgan, Stifel, ORIC, and KNN.
I noticed that the board is not going to approve this till December 15th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It appears that the Fed, I think it's the 16th, is meeting to go forward. Everybody thinks it's going to be 0.25%. We don't know. Is there any way that we could take advantage of that to get it out before?
No, that I'll let you answer, Suzanne. But
members of the committee, our estimates, the estimates that have been out there, and this was similar to when we were issuing the CFD debt, there was this anticipation that was already baked into the market. So the estimates we've been getting, already are anticipating that increase.
I heard a presentation this week that they've already priced into the markets up to 50 basis points. Expect 25, but who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows in this crazy world?
Ask Ms. Yellen.
Yes. I'll start from my left. Any questions, Madam Treasurer? To date, no questions?
We work fairly closely. We had our due diligence meeting tomorrow, where I and the auditor controller and the CFO, so we have the opportunity to, you know, provide some input. There may be some small changes. I do know that my staff is working on a few items with the CAFR. We had some, we did a thorough review, and it not material, but just some small changes, just to make sure as things change in the property tax area that we have those. But I don't expect any of them to be material, and I've asked to get them to you this week. So, you know, I'm comfortable with this. We will certainly look to see the market. We would do our own due diligence to see if we purchase those. And I will get the packet to my investment staff to have them start their due diligence also. Thank you.
And also, just to let you know, I know that your policy, your investment policy, is going to the board on the 15th, so we'll look to update that in the Appendix A as well.
Yes, thank you.
Are you considering purchasing these?
Yes, we would certainly do our due diligence, as with any other investment, but since we do know the county credit very well, it is... did I lose my mic there? No. You know, we will certainly look at those. I think last time we did bid for a larger amount than we actually were received, because it is a public offering and there are, you know, dollars that are there. But we don't buy many municipal debt. In fact, this is really the only issue we have on our approved issue list usually. So it is a higher rate than we would normally get with our other government agencies. So I'm sure that we will probably approve it. I would expect that. And then we would probably be in the market with others to purchase some of it this next year. And just a comment is, the pricing isn't actually going to happen until, I think, January. So even though the Fed may move this month, doing anything in the next week is not going to help, because the pricing is actually the market, the selling of the bonds will be in the early part of January. But I do agree that probably it's priced in a little bit already. And so hopefully it might even come down a little bit, depending on what the rates do. Thank you.
My question goes to, does that disqualify you from the vote?
Oh, good point. Yes. So
that's
Angie.
My job, is to keep us
and that's good. And I see Angie over there, so you're probably right. That could be a disqualification.
No, it does not. You would be in the market like any other investor.
Okay.
Where we would have a potential conflict is if we were privately placing the bonds with the treasurer.
Thank you. Good catch, Chair Hughes. Thank you.
Skated on that one again. Mr. Hammond, I can always count on you.
I have a couple of disinformation questions. These agencies that are opting out, I presume that they have their own depository or own slush funds, or how does that work?
Yeah, for some of them, their monies come from different sources, like John Wayne Airport and Waste. They're funded through, they're separate from the county. Their revenues are I can't think of the right word, dedicated to the Waste and the airport, and then other funds just have, you know, additional cash balances outside of the, you know, some of them are they're outside the general fund.
And they're all participating in this, but only using their own cash.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. I review, please. Who did we decide was the underwriters on this?
J.P. Morgan and Stifel.
Okay. All right. I just forgot. Thank you.
I had a couple of questions as well. Can you let us know what the discount was for last year and compare it to this year?
The discount?
I'd asked that at our last meeting. I think you told us.
Members of the committee, the discount that we received last year was also 5.8%. Previous to that, it had been 7.25%, the assumed rate of return, and a couple of years, and previous to that, 7.75%, the assumed rate of return.
Can you talk through, I think we talked about this last time, but can you talk through the lower number?
The 5.8%, each year annually, the Orange County Employee Retirement System Board votes whether to authorize a discount at all to plan sponsors, not only the County of Orange, but other plan sponsors within the system. And when OSERS hired a new chief portfolio officer, Gerard Miller, his philosophy and his belief is that plan sponsors should not receive the full amount of the discount, because he receives this big lump of cash in January. He can't put it to work right away as he would like to, because of the risk, and so he's not able to make that full investment.
What's their rate now? 7.75?
As of 2014, they made the rate of return was about 4.5% at their year end. Their fiscal year ends December. So December 2014 was about.
But their actuarial rate.
Oh, the actuarial rate.
7.25.
7.25 now?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So that's the difference.
And so.
That we're talking about.
About 50%?
The calculation, Gerard Miller, that he recommended to the board and they and the board approved, he took the 7.25%. And you said this yesterday, Michelle. Do you recall off the top of your head what that calculation was, where he got to the 5.8%?
The 7.25% divided by 12 months and multiplied by 9 months, taking into consideration the amount of time that it takes to get all of the monies into the market. So it was just
About 3 months to get it
into
get it
the market.
Into
so
the
just
market.
A very simple calculation to come up with that 5.8%.
simple
for him.
That was simple.
Have you guys talked to other counties about how they handle this? I just want to make sure I'm not sure the finance behind that is correct, because I think there's carry on that money. You have it, and we don't have it. Are other counties using this 9-month formulation, or is this something that's idiosyncratic to Orange County?
Well, through the chair, Mr. Groner, most other counties include this in their cash flow borrowing, their trans, and they only receive 6 months credit because they're doing their trans borrowing in July 1. And we don't do it that way. The county does not do it that way because our retirement system is on a calendar year rather than a fiscal year, and we can't do the cash flow borrowing crossover a fiscal year. So we actually benefit in that way.
Understood.
Yep. Just don't benefit as much as we used to.
Right.
Madam Treasurer.
Thank you, Chair Hughes. Just to provide some additional information, as I am a trustee as the Treasurer Tax Collector on the OSERS board, and Ms. Lester mentioned, in 2014 we did have a market rate of 4.52, and I think right now, we haven't finished this year, the rate is last month I think was close to zero, so we are not being able to make that actuarial rate with changes in the market and with our asset allocation. We are certainly looking to review that allocation to try to meet that 7.25. I think Mr. Miller is open to going back to a 7.25. I think his view is that for these next several years, consultant is expecting rates to be lower. The actuarial rate is expected over a 30-year. So I know that he has indicated that it is something we will review each year, and we are anticipating that it's possible if we go into a recession that could have some impacts on some of those interest rates. And everyone in the all of the plan sponsors do not participate in utilizing the prepayment. And so what happens if everyone were participating, then if we didn't make the rate we expect, the discount rate, everyone would be evenly sharing in those losses, and they would build them into the liability. But when some of our plan sponsors don't participate, there is an unfair balance. So we are looking at a couple of factors, and that's why I think he was, part of the reason, again, he was recommending a lower rate this year, because we hadn't met it last year. It doesn't look like we're going to meet it. And so what happens is you're essentially being able to get that discount, but if we don't make the rate, it builds into the liability. Because it does have to be paid for. And obviously, the 2 years prior, we were at almost 12% and 11%. But you know, we just don't know what that rate is going to be. And certainly our goal is to try to meet that rate every year if possible. So if that gives you additional, I think he is open to looking at it. In fact, he said maybe in a few years, it might be something that he would certainly consider again. And I'm very supportive of doing it because I do believe that it does help stabilize those budgets. And you're really not getting anything for free because someone still has to pay it. It's just, you know, to have that change in a budget means you've got to come up with a significant additional amount of dollars that you weren't anticipating. So I do know that other counties do have varying rates, but we do have this unique balance where we are on a calendar year versus them on a fiscal year. So it has a little bit more impact on us than on other counties. So that provides some additional clarification.
I have a question on that. You said because they're not all participating, and did I hear you say $23 million?
Yeah, the airport and
Dana. No, the plan sponsors I'm talking about are we have the Orange County Cemetery District. They are essentially looking to completely pay off their liability, so they would have nothing that they would have to prepay. But then they might be penalized because of the way we pool those investments. I think OCFA also does not prepay 100% of their obligation. They prepay a portion, and what they're doing is they're trying to actually pay down debt sooner. Instead of our 20-year amortization, they're trying to pay it down, I think, in 10 years or in their budget because of some of their OCFA. You know, they have relationships with each of those agencies, and some of those dollars, you know, depending on their contracts, may be passed along and some may not be. So it's not the county agencies that don't participate. This is the other plan sponsors that OSERS is responsible for, like the county. I believe they have, you know, I know they have the city of San Clemente. There's other cities that are also in the OSERS plan outside of the county.
Are the school districts in this?
We have the Department of Education. I believe they have two active people, but they are primarily in another plan. They changed, I think, back in 1978. So we have very few people. All of the school districts really are in other plans at the state, either the CalSTRS or perhaps the CalPERS.
What's the acronym for OCFA? Is that the fire?
Oh, Fire Authority, the Orange County Fire Authority. Yes, they are. They are in the plan sponsor that is in this also. Yes, thank you,
Mr. Broner?
Yeah, just to follow up, it'd be great if staff could just show us some. I'm okay with it, but it would be great just to understand what other counties are doing on that issue, just to make sure that you know it's in. And I know we have some special circumstances here that makes sense, but it also would be nice to benchmark. The other kind of question and perhaps suggestion, but let me know if you think this makes sense is. In the background data, you referenced the face amount and the not to exceed interest rate, and I think the face amount sounds like it's lower, right? The 357 is now $334 million. Maybe it makes sense to update that rather than authorize an amount of bonds that has nothing to do with what we're going to be approving. Right, so that might make sense, and the other thing is the not to exceed 2%. You know, if the market were to move to 2% in the next few months, that to me seems outside the threshold of a normal market. You know, for interest rates to essentially, I would expect this to be less than 1%. I don't even know. These are 2017 maturities.
I think some are 2016 as well.
Yeah, and it's laddered 2016 to 2017. I don't know do you guys know what the expected interest rate is?
So through the committee, that $357 million not to exceed, that leaves open and leaves flexibility for those, those agencies that have so far committed to pay with their own resources. If circumstances were to change and they wanted to be part of the financing, this would allow them to be part of the financing. Mm-hmm. So the 357 would be inclusive of John Wayne Airport, waste management. But that's not what we're expecting. So
with the shorter date, what's the probability that's going to happen? I mean, we're looking at less than 30 days, aren't we?
The probability is very low, but if it were to happen, we would be out of luck because it would be very difficult for us to come back to PFAC and the board to get that authorization.
Understood.
And so this is, and this is consistent what we, with what we've done in prior years as well. And then as far as the pricing,
yes.
So a 2% is a not to exceed. That's also consistent with what we've used in prior years. I mean, the fact is, if there was a extraordinary move in the market, we would regroup and reevaluate. We have to the day of pricing, which I think it's scheduled for about January 8, to consider whether this was with this is a was the right purchase for the county at this time. This does not bind us until the day of pricing. The actual estimated yield, the first maturity, so if we were to issue bonds, which we must by January 15th and make that prepayment, the first maturity is scheduled for August 1st, 2016. That estimated yield is 0.77%.
Right.
Then the next one is November 1st, 2016, estimated 0.874%. February 1st, 2017 at 0.924%. May 1st, 2017 at 1.024%. And then June 30th, 2017 at 1.074%. And what I'm holding here is an analysis done by K&M Public Finance, our financial advisor. And I did send this out yesterday or the day before in response to a question that I had from our auditor controller, Mr. Woolery. So you may have these in your email inbox, this analysis.
Yeah, I guess the and I defer to your wisdom on this, but it seems like you know, at 2% or 1.99, we are in a radically different world where we would have to want to rethink the various, you know, the rate that the county has, whether we should be engaging in financings, et cetera. It seemed pretty far outside of, you know, where things will be and hopefully where things in a normal world would be in January. So I didn't know the reason for that.
Absolutely.
Needed to be that wide. I know it's 1%, but it's essentially more than double what our average interest rate would be.
We would absolutely reevaluate an extraordinary event like that.
And come back to us?
Well, if we decided not to issue because of events, we may.
Okay. Mr. Woolery, I heard your name before.
I have no questions at this time.
On behalf of the CEO?
No questions.
No questions. Any further comments, questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Any further questions, discussions? Hearing none, I call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I believe now is the time for public comment. Anybody have any? Hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
My favorite motion. Thank you very much. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all.
Absolutely.